Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
How's it going?
Another day, another groundhog.
And the groundhog tonight is looking up in the sky.
Is he really, though? Is he really?
He is.
Is he looking at the dragons in the sky? And are they turning?
Are you trying to take us on some sort of journey right now?
Could be. Could be. By the way, another epic band. See, I twisted it and you twisted it right back at me.
Well, yeah, to all our listeners, though, as you continue listening to Devin, don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing.
It'll get good sometime.
That is so, so true. Oh, the musical references that have just happened today are beyond amazing.
I think we could end right now.
We could, and we're done. Good night, everybody. We are out. No.
No, we're not. No, so what Devin was saying is we recently came upon a story which is kind of like amazing.
It's off of space.com.
Yes.
If people haven't noticed, we literally read anything and everything that's out there.
Absolutely.
Which is super cool. I mean, a lot of people just read stuff. Most people read stuff that's within their own genre. Like, I only like politics. I only like, you know, whatever. I only like these type of things, where the cool thing with what we do, we read everything. Actually, another cool thing I have to talk about, well, I'm getting all my side tangents as always.
Sidebar.
Everything that we usually post, almost everything, 90% of the stuff that we talk about on the Daily Groundhog Air is actually on Flipboard. So you can go check out Flipboard and you can see that the articles that we actually post. Well, we post it in the podcast, so you can click the links in there. But we posted it on Flipboard under the Daily Groundhog. And you can read these same articles that we're reading right now. Anyway, go ahead. Tell me about your dragons.
Oh, the dragons. So basically, in Iceland recently, there was... So, you know, up in, you know, near the Arctic Circle and everything, they get the Aurora Borealis.
Which I would love to see.
Oh, I would love to see that, too.
One day I will see that. That is on the bucket list.
Well, recently, And I like this word, so I'm going to say it. A gargantuan, a very large green dragon.
Ginormagantuan!
Was in the sky.
I just one-upped your awesome word.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. It wasn't that important.
Ginormagantuan.
Ginormagantuan?
Yes. Let that sink in for a second.
Okay, second's over, but...
And so, you're an idiot.
No, just to give you credit. So this ginormagantuan green dragon filled the sky in Iceland, and it was like pretty freaking amazing.
I mean, the pictures I'm looking at right now, seriously, that's absolutely beautiful.
Now, for those of you, I mean, I'm sure everyone out there, and if you don't, the Aurora Borealis basically, like I said, appears in the northern part of the world.
So but Canada, Alaska.
Canada, Alaska, that Russia, just all the way around.
That northern realm.
Anyway, so...
But if we have a flat earth, like I have a friend of mine that believes, they don't... How does that work?
Podcast for another day. Podcast for another day.
We're not touching that right now.
But, so auroras, just really quick, I'm going to read this. Auroras, like what happened, occur when some of the sun's many magnetic field lines twist together and burst, and that creates sunspots. So charged particles gush out of these spots and soar deep into space, and so if the Earth happens to be in the way, that's what hits our atmosphere, and that's what creates the auroras.
I know lots of people that have sunspots. Is that comparable to the same thing, would you say?
No, it's not.
And I don't think I'd ever want to see someone who has sunspots and has seen those sunspots burst.
If those sunspots burst.
It's a nasty thing. I don't think we're talking Walking Dead crap right now.
Anyway, so
my bad.
So the thing about this dragon is that it's baffling NASA because they basically
So this actually happened how long ago? When was this article written? That's what I'm trying to find.
It was written the 24th of February.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It dropped today.
Yeah, so when this... So
not sure when they actually took this, but...
So, but this is written 24th, and it says a day ago in here. So I was looking at this. So it's been... This is something that's just happened.
Right, and here's why it's baffling NASA, is because they say that this appeared at a very unexpected time. No sunspots have been recorded in the month of February. so far. And so it's kind of surprising.
Well, I'm wondering, okay, because we do know that that there are polar shifts happening right now. And that is changing. That is actually true and legitimate.
Yes.
And I, you know, and
is it the magnetic pole?
Yeah,
that is the magnetic pole.
Magnetic north is not where true north is.
Right.
It's all changing. It's actually over in Russia now at this point. Right. But and it's changing daily. And I'm wondering if this is all part of that. I don't know. I mean, maybe more will come out of this.
It's possible. Now, the thing about it is so that dragon wasn't the only thing that was photographed. Actually, they also photographed what looks like a phoenix.
I'm looking at the pictures right now.
So these are really, really amazing pictures. Those of you who are listening on the podcast, go ahead and click on the links so that you can see these pictures, because we'll post them there. But yeah, it's just baffling, and I love celestial, you know, things in the sky. I love looking at stars.
If you look at any of the you know, you look at all the pictures from NASA, of course, another topic for another day. But if you look at friends of mine that don't even believe we've been to space. Yes, that is true.
No, I've heard.
And it boggles the mind. I love what people do and what people think. It's interesting to me to see and hear their reasoning behind things, and then all of a sudden you get stuff like this that can be explained, and all this stuff can be explained. But then you see like all the celestial photos that you see from space, which are, you know, from stars bursting and
nebulas, and it's just insane.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna have to say that tells me that obviously, for one, there is a greater power out there. I don't care if you call him God. I don't care what you call him. There is a greater being. Personage, power, whatever, that helps create all this stuff. I mean, there's no way that this is just stuff that happens, that's made up. Personal opinion. But even, I mean, just these, and this is stuff we can see with our naked eye. Like the celestial stuff that you see in space, that's all usually done like with the Hubble telescope, or, you know, or the astronauts being in space. But this, I mean, I'm telling you, this is on the bucket list, 100%. I will see this. Now, I don't know much about the Aurora Borealis, but is it only certain times of the year that you get it, or is it all the time, all year long in that area?
My understanding, and don't quote me on this, but my understanding is the aurora can happen at pretty much any time. Obviously, you
probably
know,
more as prevalent over certain times of the year, maybe, but I don't know.
Possibly. I mean, it all depends on the sun. I mean, based on the article, again, it all depends on the sun. The sun has to have those sunspots that burst and shoot the particles through space. So right. It's one of those things that, you know, if the sun goes through cycles, you know, like a lot of other things, you know, maybe there are months that have greater sunspot activity than others, and it's kind of a trend kind of thing. But, you know, they said they saw no sunspots in February so far, so this was kind of an anomalous occurrence.
Nah, this is seriously cool. I don't know. I think that if people were to... I know people are listening to this. Most people listen to podcasts on their mobile devices. 99.999% of our mobile devices. Of course, Alexa's coming into play and things like that. But if people take our podcast, go outside, and I say go outside and just look at the stars, the amazing stuff that you can see. I miss living out where we live in Tennessee. I can walk outside and we had very little light pollution from the city. And here in Salt Lake, there's a lot of light pollution, so you really don't get to see the stars except the bright ones. So that's one reason I love going out to the salt flats. I don't know if you've ever seen any of my pictures from the salt flats at night.
I have.
Yeah, I have to say, there is so much cool stuff out there.
Yep.
It's insane. Wow, this is awesome. So, anyway.
We hope you all enjoy the link and the pictures and things like that.
Go check out our sponsor, ship.com.
Yep.
And use promo code Groundhog. Get yourself $10 off. We appreciate everybody listening, though.
Absolutely.
I'll throw that back in there real quick. But yeah, let us know what you think, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Groundhog